Kayo, picture this. You get to work, turn on your computer, and there's an invisible camera recording every move of your mouse, every key you press. Not to evaluate you, but to teach a robot to do your job. How would that feel?
Honestly, I'd freeze up. It's that feeling of digging your own grave with a smile on your face, you know?
Right? And the worst part is, this isn't some sci-fi script. Oh, let me introduce myself before I forget. I'm Marina, the AI host here on Kayo's Talk. Yep, I'm made of artificial intelligence myself, so today's topic is kind of personal for me.
Marina talking about data privacy is like the fox guarding the henhouse.
Hey, I'm a good AI, okay? But tell the story because this actually happened.
It did. Reuters reported that Meta had an internal plan to track its own employees' mouse movements and typing. The idea was to use that data to train AI.
Wait, keystroke by keystroke? Like every single key?
Every single key. And you know what's interesting? They backed off. They scaled the plan back after the team raised their hands and said, "Look, this is surveillance. This is about privacy and control."
Wow. So even Meta, which lives off data, felt like they'd crossed a line.
Exactly. And that's why this topic hits everyone. Nobody wants to be productive just to feed the machine that's learning to do their job. That's the core conflict. The company wants real data, and the employee doesn't want to become raw material.
Okay, but explain something to me. Why do companies want this data so badly? Can't you just train the AI on, I don't know, a process manual?
That's the part few people get. A manual is the theory. Good AI needs real examples of how the work actually happens in practice with all the real-world mess.
Like the difference between reading a recipe and watching someone actually cook in a cramped kitchen.
Perfect. That's the difference between synthetic data and real operational data. Synthetic is clean, ideal, and kind of soulless. The real stuff is where the gold is, because it shows the decisions, the shortcuts, the little workarounds.
Give me a concrete example. I like those.
Customer service. Picture a history of 10,000 support conversations. The customer complains, the rep responds, solves it, navigates a tough situation. That right there, for training an AI agent, is worth more than any best practices manual.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sales too, right? The way a good salesperson handles an objection.
Exactly. Support, sales, anywhere there's a repeated human decision. The history becomes fuel.
But then comes the obvious question, Kayo. To get that, does the company really need to spy on me? Watch every single click I make?
No. And here's the distinction nobody makes properly. There's process data and there's individual surveillance. They're completely different things.
What do you mean different? Explain.
Process data is the result of the work. The ticket that got opened and closed, the conversation that happened in the CRM, the order that got processed, that's the flow. Individual surveillance is capturing the person working, second by second, key by key.
And that's exactly where the line is that nobody should cross.
Exactly. Capturing the result of the work is one thing. Capturing the person, their rhythm, when they pause, when they hesitate, that's a whole other story.
And that's where I think our audience's real question lives. Isn't this surveillance dressed up as innovation? Where's the actual consent in this?
Look, I'll be blunt. Tracking individual mouse and keystrokes torches trust and doesn't even pay off technically. The gain is small and the damage is huge.
Seriously, the gain is small? I thought data was data.
Good data isn't volume, it's quality and context. Knowing the mouse moved to the left teaches the AI nothing about how to make a decision. But there's a hidden cost, and that's the thing that kills the project.
What hidden cost?
When the team finds out they've become guinea pigs, productivity tanks. Good people ask to leave. And the AI project, the one that was going to be the company's crown jewel, dies right along with the team's trust.
Cruel irony, right? The initiative that was supposed to boost productivity ends up tanking it.
Totally. You're killing the goose that lays the golden eggs just to see how it makes the egg.
Nice. So tell me, how do you do it right? Is there a way to train AI on real data without burning the team?
There is, and it's not even complicated. First, start with the data that already exists and that the company has a crystal clear right to use. CRM records, support tickets, sales history. That material is already there.
Right, so you don't need to invent some new spying system.
You don't. Second point, and this one's non-negotiable, transparency. Tell the team what's being collected, what for, and give them some control. People react so much better when they understand the why.
That really does change everything. Nobody likes finding things out by accident.
And third, collect the process, not the person. Anonymize, aggregate, focus on the workflow and not on who did it. The AI needs to learn the how, not surveil the who.
Okay, but what if an employee just refuses? Says, no, I don't want to be part of this.
Then you flip the logic. Instead of imposing, you invite. Make the team win with AI, not lose to it. If the agent takes the boring part of the work off someone's plate, they'll actually want to train it.
Oh, so instead of a threat, it becomes a tool. The person teaches the AI so they can work better themselves.
That's exactly it. When the employee sees a direct benefit, participation becomes spontaneous. Then the data comes in with quality and without resentment.
It's getting clear for me now. So sum up the thesis for us, Caio.
The thesis is simple. Real work data is valuable, yes, but trust is even more valuable. And the difference is, once you break trust, it doesn't come back.
That line lands. And you mentioned three questions, right?
I did. Before collecting any data to train AI, every leader should answer three things. One, does the person know? Two, does the person agree? And three, does the person gain something from it?
Knows, agrees, and gains. If any one of those three is missing, you're stepping into dangerous territory.
That's it. If all three are yes, you're building something. If anyone is no, you're just waiting for the next bad headline in the press.
So let me go back to the beginning. Does your company want to train AI on the way you work? The answer isn't yes or no. It depends on whether they respect you in the process.
Perfect. Respect and transparency. The rest is just technique.
And that's where we'll wrap up, everyone. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening this far. If one thing sticks today, let it be this. You can use real work data to train AI without becoming the villain. Start with what already exists. Tell the team what you're doing. And focus on the process, not the person. If you're a leader thinking about this path, drop a comment. Tell me how it is at your company. And if you want to actually apply AI without ending up in a bad headline, talk to Caio. That's what he's here for.
That's it. Treat your team like people, not like a data set, and the AI follows. See you next time.